Here's another great Blind Geek Zone podcast by Rickster.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Beta release.
Hello, this is Rick Harmon, and I would like to welcome you to Vista. As you just heard, the computer started up, and I am now into Vista. What I would like to do today is continue my first looks at Vista. This will be part two. And what I'll do today is I'll take you around Vista using JAWS and possibly Window Eyes. I will show you some of the new things that have come with Vista. I'll take you around Control Panel, and I'll show you Internet Explorer and Windows Mail, and just some of the various things that have changed somewhat with the release of Vista. I'm running Vista Ultimate here, so there is a possibility that if you're running Home Premium or Business Edition, I may display certain things that you won't have in those editions. Excuse me. Okay, I have JAWS installed on this computer. I'm running 8.0.1177 release, and that's still beta 1 for Vista. I've heard from Eric Damery that there will be a beta 2 available in the next couple of weeks, so that'll be nice to have, and hopefully it will fix some of the issues. Hopefully it'll fix some of the issues that I've been having with Vista. Things have been running pretty good so far, but I do have some issues with JAWS and Vista. Okay, what I'm going to do first is update a few things that I said in the First Looks Part 1 podcast. One of the things I said is that somebody had managed to do a totally unattended installation of Vista from scratch with, I guess, no OS on their computer whatsoever. And I'm not, at this point now, sure if that was true or not. I think what they may have had was a computer that had a pre-installed version of Vista that when they turned it on, it just happened to be at the part of the install that was accessible by Narrator. I've not been able to confirm this one way or the other, so what I'm going to tell you is I don't think you can do it, you know, from scratch without an OS installed. What I would recommend, if possible, is if you already have XP on a system that you want to upgrade to Vista, or just do a clean install of Vista, go ahead and start XP up and get into XP and have JAWS running, Window Eyes running, whatever you run. then stick in your Vista DVD. At that point, the program will run and it'll ask you what you want to do, and you have JAWS support at that point, and you can go through the first part of the installation where it asks you if you want to do an update or if you want to do a clean install, where you want to put it, you know, your product key, and all those various questions. You'll be able to do with screen reader assistance. And then once it reboots and gets to a certain point, you'll be able to use Narrator because you'll already be up in Vista at the point to where it'll ask for your user account information. So that's what I would suggest if possible. Otherwise, I believe you're going to need some sighted assistance, but I can't verify this just yet, so it's just a guess on my part. JAWS in its beta release has a few issues that you will need to be aware of if you're going to try and run it with the Vista. First is you don't have JAWS support immediately at logon. So if you have accounts set up with passwords, you're going to have to use Narrator at first and get logged on and then run JAWS. JAWS in this first beta is only capable of running as just a program and not a process or a service, so it can't run initially at startup. Hopefully in the next beta, and definitely by the time it's released, it will have that functionality. But that's something you need to be aware of, that you possibly will need to use Narrator at first. Some thoughts on Narrator while we're talking about it. Narrator does function reasonably well in Vista. I noticed it to be a bit slow, actually fairly slow, and I've heard other users say this too, so I assume it's just Narrator and not the particular PC. But it will, you know, get you through things. It is adequate to get you up into Windows and start you out, as I showed you last week in the First Looks Part 1. Another thing you need to be aware of running JAWS beta is that it doesn't support what is called UAC, User Account Control. What UAC does on Vista is, even if you're an administrator, UAC will pop up a lot of times when you're trying to do something that Vista considers a threat to the computer. You know, if you're installing a program, if you're changing system settings, just, you know, various things. This UAC dialog will pop up and say, are you sure you really want to do this? And it's just a safety check, you know, verifying that you are the one that's truly installing this program or whatever, and it's not a virus or a Trojan or something, you know, messing around with your computer, you know, unauthorized. So in ways, can be a very good thing. I think a lot of people are going to end up turning it off because it is very intrusive. It does ask you to confirm even things as simple as changing the date and time on the system, even if you're an administrator. So, although it can be a very, very good security tool, I think a lot of people will turn it off. And as I said, JAWS doesn't support it right now. So what you will have to do before you put JAWS on is you'll have to start your computer up, get into Narrator, go into the control panel, go into users, and then you'll tab to a I'm trying to remember exactly what it said, that allows you to turn UAC on and off, and you'll need to go in there and turn UAC off first. And how Narrator handles this, and you'll have to be patient. Narrator will reinitialize itself when UAC dialogues come up. So it will take several seconds, and you need to be aware of that. So just be patient and wait for it to come back up, and then you can answer the UAC dialogue, because it'll ask you if you're sure you want to turn UAC off. And even after you do it, it may come up again. So make sure it's done asking you questions before you're done with it. At that point, then you can install JAWS, and you won't have to worry about those. Some of you might say, well, can't I use Narrator to do the UAC dialogues while JAWS is running? And I've tried this a little bit, but I've had difficulties. Some of the problems I've had with Vista, and I'm sure it's just because it's new, is if JAWS is running and you bring up something like Narrator or Window Eyes, and say you have to tell JAWS to shut down, you know, while one of those is running, what will happen, at least in my case, is speech will hang and the system will reboot. So I don't know at what level this problem is, if it's something about my system, something with JAWS, something with Vista, a little of all three, but that's kind of difficult to do. So I recommend you just go ahead and turn UAC off. If, on the other hand, you're running Window Eyes beta, or perhaps you're running System Access from FreedomBox, neither one of those requires you to turn UAC off. Both those products do support UAC at this time. Only JAWS currently does not support it. And like I said, hopefully this will be rectified shortly. Okay, another kind of first thought I had is last week I showed you the start menus as they work with Vista out of the box. What I have done since then is I have set those back to classic. I've just been a little bit overwhelmed with the Vista start menu in the Vista format, and just thought for now I would go ahead myself and set it back to classic. And I probably would suggest most of you do that too for a while, till you really get into Vista and really get settled down. It will make the learning curve quite a bit less steep, and it will feel more like XP to you in ways. Setting classic mode will not change everything though. So, you know, there's still going to be a lot of things in Vista we're going to have to get used to, and I will hopefully be able to start showing you those things. Maybe even in this podcast, show you some of the things that are different with Vista than XP. Okay, what I would like to, I guess, show you first is I'm just going to go around.
Tab.
Let's see, where am I?
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, grid 1 to 14. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Go around the desktop here a little bit and show you some of the differences. As you just heard, it said Rick. And that's one of the icons on the desktop. It will be your username. What that allows you to do is if you go into it.
Enter. Not selected, grid 1 to 4. Overview, grid. Enter. Not selected, contacts. Not selected, contacts.
This will take you into the users section on your hard drive, which used to be called Documents and settings on XP. It's now called users. And this will take you into the Rick user, or well, in my case, the Rick user.
Documents, favorites, music, saved games, videos. Saved games, music, favorites, documents, contacts.
And this is where all your various documents are kept. It's a little bit changed from XP with documents and settings. Things have moved around a bit, but that's how you get into that. You really don't you don't have that access in you know, when you go into the computer, my computer, or well, what Vista calls now is just computer. Whereas in XP, you would have an option to go to your documents. In my case, you know, I could just hit R for Rick's documents, and it would go into the My Documents section of the user Rick and Documents and Settings. Well, that's changed. You don't have that anymore on Vista. Let's see here. Let me close out of this.
Alt F4. Folder view list view. Rick 1 to 14. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Computer.
Next is computer, which used to be called My Computer on XP.
Enter. Computer. Folder view list view. Not selected. DVDRW drive left parent D colon right parent CD drive 1 of 6. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Floppy disk drive left parent A colon right parent. Audio dash video left parent F colon right parent. Vista left parent E colon right parent. XP home left parent C colon right parent. My sharing folders.
And it's basically pretty much just like My Computer on XP. I've got this set up in a list view. And that's one of the things you'll want to start changing on a lot of the list boxes in XP. They'll be set up to tile view. And you'll probably want to set them to list view for the screen reader. It's easier to navigate. And if I tab around a bit here.
Tab, name, header, bar, 1 to 4. Select column title to sort by that category.
Here's another one of the differences in Vista over XP. You had access to this information in XP, but you had to use your JAWS cursor to get to it. You have headers now.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, shift tab, name, header bar, 1 to 4, select, type header bar, 2 of 4, total size header bar, 3 of 4, free space header bar, 4 of 4, select column title to sort by that category, total size, type header, name, header bar, 1 of 4,
and I'm just using my left and right arrows to go through that. It's up at the top of your view, and what happens is you can click on these and change the way your view is displayed on Vista. Takes a little bit of getting used to, and it's in your tab sequence, so some may or may not like that. I'm still getting used to it.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button to activate, press the spacebar, find more buttons with the arrow keys. Toolbar, desktop, split button to activate, press the spacebar, find more buttons with the arrow keys.
You can up and down arrow here.
Menu, desktop, 1 of 1, to computer, 1 of 6, recycle bin, 1 of 6, control panel, 1 of 6, public, 1 of 6, grid, 1 of 6. Network, 1 of 6.
And I don't know why it keeps saying 1 of 6 as it's arrowing down through there, because it's clearly not 1 of 6.
Desktop, 1 of 1. Computer, 1 of 6. Recycle bin, 1 of 6. Tab, search edit, search edit.
Here's where you can search every one of these, a lot of dialogues that come up in Vista have a search box in them.
Tab, organize button, 6 of 6.
Not sure what that does.
Tab, leaving menus, documents to activate, press the spacebar, find more buttons with the arrow keys, D, tab, explorer pane.
There's our explorer pane. And there doesn't appear to be anything in there.
Tab, preview, computer opens, 6 items to move through or expand item, level 2, floppy disk drop, level 1, computer opens,
and 6 items. And we're back to our list view. So that takes a little bit of getting used to. It's a fair bit different from XP. I've noticed at times when you Alt-Tab. Let's see, let me try it here.
Alt-Tab, task switching list box desktop, 2 of 2. List view compute, Alt-Tab, task switching list box computer, 1 of 2. Computer, navigation bar.
I've noticed when you Alt-Tab out and back in to the Windows Explorer, as it's called here, it doesn't stay in list view.
Blank. Tab, toolbar, desk, tab, search, edit, type, it, tab, explorer, pane, tab, documents, tab, explorer, pane, tab, preview, computer opens, six items to move.
And that, I don't like. I don't have to, on XP, you don't have to tab around like that when you go in and out of there. And this is a common problem in Vista. And I don't know if it's JAWS or the way Vista forces focus or what, but it's fairly common throughout Vista to have this happen. And I hope very, very much that it will get better as later versions of JAWS come out. Okay, let me close this.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 14. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
We're going to bring up the start menu.
Context menu, to move through items, press up or down arrow, default programs, D.
And one of the changes, even if you're in classic start menu, is you'll have this section called default programs when you bring up the start menu.
Enter, leaving menus. Default programs, programs and features link, Alt plus R. Tab, parental controls link, Alt plus O.
And this allows you to change some aspects of Vista, such as parental controls.
Tab, set your default programs link, Alt plus Y.
Setting up default programs.
Tab, associate a file type or protocol with a program link, Alt plus A.
File types.
Tab, change autoplay settings link, Alt plus C.
Working with your autoplay settings.
Tab, set program access and computer defaults link, Alt plus S.
Computer access and defaults.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button, tab, search, edit, type and text, tab, programs and features link, Alt plus R.
So that is different, and one of the things you can get through here.
Programs and features link.
Is programs and features.
Enter. Folder view, list view, not selected, add dash aware scripts 1.3/30/.
And this is what used to be called in XP and earlier OSs as our add remove programs.
Add dash aware SE for AVGs, creative op, freedom scientific talking installer 8.0.
And one of the nice things here over previous operating systems is.
Home, add dash aware scripts 1.3, and Windows Live sign dash and assistant.
You can use your home and end keys, your page up, page down keys.
Home, add dash aware scripts 1.3.
You can use first letter navigation.
F, Freedom Scientific JAWS 8.0.
And that all works very well. You can now navigate through these programs to remove things and make changes a lot more quickly. Another one of the changes here is in XP and earlier operating systems, once you was at a program, you would start to tab around to get to the change and remove option for each program. If you do that here,
tab, name, better bar, one, shift tab, Freedom Scientific, JAWS 8.0, Freedom Scientific, 4/2/.
You just tab around the entire dialogue. So what you have to do now is hit your applications key.
Applications, context menu, to navigate, press up or down arrow, uninstall, U.
And you have an uninstall option there.
Escape, leaving menus, folder view, list view, Freedom Scientific, JAWS 8.0, Freedom, Alt F4.
I'm going to close that. Another thing you'll notice in the start menu over XP, and one of the things I didn't like is when you added new programs to XP, they would typically show up at the bottom of your list and they would get all out of order, and you'd have to, you know, right click on the menu and arrow up and tell it to sort. And, you know, I used to have to do this all the time to get everything back in proper order. You still have the option in Vista, but I've noticed as everything is installed, it's put in the right proper sort order automatically, so you shouldn't never have to do that. And that's really nice. I like that. Okay, let's see. What else?
Context menu, default programs, to shut down, dot, 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 you run, dot, 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 shut down, dot, dot,
shut down's a bit different.
Enter, leaving menus, shut down Windows dialog, what do you want the computer to do, combo box, sleep, 4 or 5, to change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus W.
The shutdown dialog box is a little more like some of the older operating systems, like 2000, where it gives you a combo box instead of buttons, where XP would give us buttons, various buttons, for the shutdown options. You now have a combo box dialog again.
Home, switch user.
And in that, you can switch users.
Log off.
Log off.
Restart.
Restart.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Shut down.
Shut down. And that's it. You may also have a hibernate option sometimes as well. And I did it first, but as I installed newer drivers, that went away. So, don't know what happened there.
Home, switch user. Escape. Context menu to move through items. Press shut down, dot, dot, dot. Run, dot, dot, dot. Help and support. A. Search submenu. C. Settings submenu. S.
Going to go into settings
control panel,
and
see.
Control panel.
Enter. Leaving menus. List view. Not selected. Zero items. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Not selected. Add hardware. Hardware and sound. Not selected. Add hardware. Hardware and sound.
I'm going to go down through here very, very quickly. There's a lot more items.
Not selected. Add hardware. Hardware and sound. 1 of 50.
There's 50 different options on my particular control panel, so that's quite a bit more. But I just want to go down through here real quickly and just kind of tell you some of the differences in Vista over the older OSs.
Not selected. Add hardware. Hardware and sound. 1 of 50. Administrative tool system and maintenance. Autoplay hardware and sound.
As you can tell already, you have some differences there. You have an autoplay.
Backup and restore center system and maintenance.
You know, we have a backup and restore center now. And that's available in Ultimate. I'm not sure if it's available in Home Premium or not.
BitLocker drive encryption security.
We have our BitLocker, but unless you have a new computer with the security chips installed in it, you're not going to be able to use this.
Bluetooth devices, hardware and sound, semicolon, network, color management, hardware and sound.
We have color management, which I haven't went into yet, and I'm not sure what it does. It's not... It's part of the video settings, but I don't know how to use it yet.
Date and time clock, language and region. Default programs, programs. Device manager, hardware and sound, semicolon, system and maintenance.
Device manager is now out on the control panel instead of being, I think it's also buried away in system still, but it's also out on the control panel now.
Ease of access center, ease of access, semicolon, appearance and personalization.
Ease of access center replaces accessibility options and XP. It's supposed to be a easier to use and more friendly, I guess, to people that, you know, may feel they don't have disabilities. And this was Microsoft's attempt to make more people aware of the accessibility options in Vista.
Folder options, appearance and personalization. Fonts, appearance and game controllers, hardware, indexing options, system and maintenance, internet options, network and internet, iSCSI initiator, system and maintenance.
I don't know what the iSCSI initiator is.
Keyboard hardware and sound. Mouse hardware and sound. Network and sharing center, network and internet. Offline files, network and internet. Parental controls, user accounts and family safety, semicolon, security.
We have parental controls.
Pen and input devices, hardware and sound.
And we have pen and input devices, which is in addition to mouse and keyboard.
People hear me, network and internet. Performance information and tool system and maintenance. Personalization, appearance and personalization, semicolon, hardware and sound.
I'm going to go into here. This is personalization, and it more or less replaces a lot of the display options.
Enter. Window color and appearance link. Alt plus W.
And you'll notice also that most of the dialogues in Vista are link-based.
Tab. Desktop background link. Alt plus K. Shift tab. Window color and appearance link. Alt plus W.
So we can change our window color and appearance.
Tab. Desktop background link. Alt plus K.
Our desktop backgrounds.
Tab. Screensaver link. Alt plus S.
Screensaver.
Tab. Sounds link. Alt plus N.
And go into sound options.
Tab. Mouse pointers link. Alt plus I.
Our mouse pointers.
Tab. Theme link. Alt plus M.
display themes.
Tab, display settings, link, alt plus Y.
Our display settings themselves.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button to activate. Press the space bar, find more buttons with the arrow keys. Alt F4. Alt tab.
Let's see, what did I do?
Not selected, rig 1 to 14, alt tab. Computer, check your user account control settings, colon, alt tab. Alt tab. Help and support, search submenu, C. Settings submenu, control panel, C. Enter, leaving menus, Windows Explorer, control, P, parental, can, P, pendant, P, people near me, P, performance inform, P, personalization.
And I think there was a back button there somewhere. When I closed that out, I closed control panel as well.
Phone and modem options, power options, printers, problem reports and solutions.
Problems, reports, and solutions is where you can go in and find out. Let's see, I'll just go in here.
Enter. Problem reports and solutions. Read our privacy statement. Tab. Customer experience. Tab. Tab. Help link. Tab. List view. Not selected. Download and install the driver for Microsoft LifeCam VX-6000-1-4 to move the item to. Download and install the driver for 3COM Etherlink 10/100 PCI for complete. Download and install the driver for Creative Audigy Audio Pro. Download and install the driver for Intel Left Parent R Right Parent 537F modem.
And what this does is it, any types of problems there are on a system, you know, whether something didn't install right, whether something's not working right, when you have a system crash, you can go in here and Windows will give you, if it has a solution available, and it'll show you how to fix various problems on the system, like if you don't have a driver downloaded right or installed right. Sometimes if a system crashes, it can tell you what has happened. It's kind of like when the system would crash on XP and it would come up with the report dialog asking you if you wanted to send in your information. A lot of that's automatic on Vista, and if you're connected to the internet, it'll just go ahead and do it. So that's kind of what this handles, and I've had it help me a couple times, so it's actually better than what XP had.
Alt F4, control panel, folder view, list view, problem reports and solutions, system and maintenance, 30 of 50, to move to items, use the app, programs and features.
Programs and features will take you, that's your add, remove programs.
Folder view, list view, not selected, add dash awares, add dash, AVGs, tab, name, editor bar, one of, tab, toolbar, desk, tab, search, edit, type, tab, explore, pane, tab, get new programs online at Windows Marketplace link.
And you have a few more options here just besides add and remove.
Tab, view purchased software, left parent, digital locker, right parent, link.
If you purchase programs using digital locker, you can see them here.
Tab, restore left parent 72, user 32.dll, right parent, link. Restore left parent 72, user, R-E-S-S-T-R, left parent 72, comma, U-S-E-R, 3-2, period, D.
I don't know what that's for.
Tab, turn Windows features on or off, link.
That, I believe, is your Windows components, what used to be Windows components in XP and earlier, where you can add and remove components.
Tab, to uninstall a program, select it from the list and then click, quote, folder view, list view, AVG 7, Creative Audio, Freedom Scientific, JAWS 8.0.
And we're back. So let's see if I can close this again and go back to control panel.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, computer, 2 of 14, to move the items, use the arrow keys.
And of course not.
Alt Tab.
So there is a bit of inconsistency there.
Menu, front, help, search, sub, settings, sub, control panel, enter, leaving menus, Windows XP, phone and modem options, are, trick, problem, programs, regional and language options, clock, language, programs and features, programs.
Okay, and that's what used to be add, remove programs.
Regional and language options, clock, language, scanners and cameras, security centers, silicon image, SODA, sound, hardware and sound, speech recognition options, ease of access.
Now, here's a new feature in Vista, and I've tried to play with it a little bit. I haven't had a whole lot of luck yet, but I haven't messed with it a lot. You have speech recognition. And it's reasonably accessible. So hopefully we'll be able to get into that at some point. So that shows a lot of promise.
Sync Center Network and Internet.
There's your Sync Center for PDAs and things like that.
System and maintenance.
system and system and maintenance.
Enter. System rating is not available link. Tab change settings link alt plus C. Tab learn more online dot 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 link alt plus F. Tab change product key link alt plus K.
Here's another difference in Vista. Say you bought, say home premium and you want to go to ultimate. Well, you used to have to just go out and buy ultimate, but with Vista, all versions of Vista are actually installed and your product key controls what access you have to the programs. So if you want to go up to ultimate, say from home premium, all you have to do is pay the difference in the two and you'll get a new key. You would go in here and punch your new key in, and then those options would then be available directly to you. You don't have to go through a reinstall to get to them.
Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button to add, tab, search, edit, type, tab, device manager, link, alt plus M.
There's our device manager.
Tab, remote settings, link, alt plus R.
Remote settings.
Tab, system protection, link, alt plus Y. Tab, advanced system settings, link, alt plus A. Tab, Windows update, link, alt plus U. Tab, security center, link, alt plus S. Tab, performance, link, alt plus P. Tab, help, link. Tab, Windows experience index, colon, unrated, link.
So as you can see, that has changed a lot, and I'm not going to go into all of this right now.
Alt F4. Title is Alt Tab.
Yeah, lovely.
Title is Task Switching. Windows M Desktop Folder View List Viewed. Help and Support H. Run dot 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 R. Help Search Submenu Settings Control Pad Enter Leaving Menus List View Not Select S Scanners and Speech Recognition Systems Tablet PC Settings System and Maintenance.
So as you see, sometimes you can get back out to the control panel, sometimes you close it. So that's quite a bit different than XP, and that's going to take some getting used to as well.
Tablet PC Settings Hardware and Sound.
There's our tablet PC settings. I guess if you're running on a tablet PC.
Taskbar and Start Menu Appearance and Personalization.
There's your taskbar options.
Text to speech, hardware, and sound.
I haven't went in here yet.
User accounts, and family safety.
There's your user accounts.
Welcome Center system and maintenance.
Welcome Center is a new feature in Vista. And it comes up by default when you bring Vista up. You can tab around it and check a checkbox to tell it not to come up on startup. You can access it here in the control panel if you want. And it just gives you some various options to get to things quickly. It's not really necessary.
Windows card space user accounts and family safety. Windows Defender program semicolon security.
There's Windows Defender, which is built into Vista now.
Windows Firewall Network and Internet semicolon security.
There's our firewall.
Windows Sidebar Properties Appearance and Personalization semicolon programs.
This is Windows Sidebar. This is one of the new things in Vista as well that JAWS currently does not support, but WindowEyes does support, and I think System Access does support. It's kind of interesting. It's a little sidebar on the right-hand side of your display, and it has some little gadgets that they put in it that can give you various pieces of information, such as weather, news, stock tickers, system performance. Some of it is actually, from what I heard in the WindowEyes demonstration of it, is actually useful. Some of it may not be, but would be nice to see JAWS actually support it.
Windows Sideshow Hardware and Sound semicolon programs.
The Windows Sideshow is something new, and I don't know what that is yet.
Windows Update System and Maintenance semicolon security.
This is your automatic updates. And it has changed somewhat from XP and earlier OS's. Okay, and we're at the bottom.
Alt F4. Windows M Desktop Folder View List View Computer 2 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Another thing I'd like to show you
tab,
is
start button, tab, running applications, taskbar to move, tab, system tray, Bluetooth devices button to move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
I'm going to take you to the volume settings, and right now the only way I know to get to them is in the system tray.
Windows security alerts, Windows sidebar button, AVG free edition dash control center button, system tray currently connected to colon network access colon low volume button, system tray 100% to enter. Dialogue. Graphic 999 up down slider. 0% to increase or decrease. Use the arrow keys.
That's our main volume slider, and as you can hear, it's kind of,
Graphic 999 up down slider. 0%.
It says it's 0%, but it's actually 100%. JAWS doesn't read all my sliders quite right for some reason. But if you tab around here,
tab, main mute button to activate, press space bar,
alt, there's your X. Master mute.
Tab, mixer button to activate, press space bar, alt plus X.
And there's your mixer.
Enter, volume mixer dialog, speakers, device speakers up down slider, 0% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Speakers is what is referred to here as my main sound output. And I believe I have
1%, 0%.
Oops, that's at 100%. So this is your master volume.
Tab, device main mute button to tab, window sounds up down slider, 0% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
You can also control the window sounds volume, you know, all your bleeps and blurps and dinks and donks. You can adjust that volume.
Tab, mute for window sound, tab, application file for JAWS up down slider, 0% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And here for the first time, we actually have a volume slider for JAWS.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 9, 20, 29%, 30, 32, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 40, 60, 70, 72%.
Down towards zero.
Zero percent.
And for whatever reason, Jaws is reading these sliders backwards. Zero is 100%, and 100% is 0%. So I don't know why it does that.
Tab, mute for application. Tab, device speakers up down slider. 0% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
So as you see, you have independent volume controls in Vista for various things. Any programs that support it. And that comes in real handy. I like that.
Alt F4. Windows M. Desktop. Folder view. List view. Computer 2 of 14. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Let's see here.
W. Winamp. W. Window dash eyes.
Well, let's just take you around with window eyes for a moment, just so you can hear that. So let me close Jaws.
Unloading Jaws. Quit Jaws dialog. Enter.
Go Windows M and enter.
Window Eyes 6.1 Beta 2.
Yeah, and here's Window Eyes now running on the system.
Desktop, Window Eyes 10 of 14. List Rig 1 of 14. Computer 2 of 14. Network 3 of 14. Internet Explorer, 4 of 14. Control Panel, 5 of 14. Customize the appearance and operation of your computer. Recycle Bin, AVG 7.5. Start button. Start menu. Shutdown, U dialog. Run, R dialog. Help and support H. Search C pulldown. Settings S pulldown. Documents D pulldown. Programs P pulldown. Menu closed. Taskbar, Window Eyes, button. SysTray, Windows Security Alerts, button. Windows Cyber, button. AVG Free Edition Control Center, button. Currently connected to network access local and internet, button. Desktop, AVG 7.5, 7 of 14, list view.
So there's Window Eyes. I'm not going to stay in Window Eyes here because I don't know Window Eyes near as well as I know Jaws, so I'm going to go ahead and get out of this. I just wanted to let you hear the desktop with it.
Window Eyes, task switching, save as pulldown, exit, exit, menu closed, OK, button,
bring Jaws back up.
Jaws for Windows is ready. Beta release. Start button to open. Press enter.
Okay.
Windows N, JAWS 8.0. W Window-Eyes. W Windows Live Messenger.
I'm not going to bring up Windows Live Messenger, but I will make a short comment about some of the issues I have with Live Messenger, if you happen to use that. I've noticed with JAWS that when you send a message or receive a message in Messenger, it doesn't automatically say it to you, even though the verbosity settings say that it's supposed to. I either have to do an Alt-1, Alt-2, Alt-3, you know, to hear whatever the last message was. Or if I tab in and out, or Alt-tab in and out of Messenger, it will read the last message. So, I'm assuming that's a JAWS issue, and hopefully that will be looked at soon.
Windows Mail.
Windows Mail is new in Vista. It replaces Outlook Express in older OSs. And I'm going to go into it right now.
Enter.
It really simply is Outlook Express with a new name. It does have some new features, but essentially it's Outlook Express. It's not tremendously different.
Shift tab, folder list preview, inbox 1 of 20. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1000, 1100, 1200, 1300.
Receiving mail.
Level 1, outbox 2 of 20.
Now I'm going to show you something, and this is a bit of an annoyance. As you're arrowing up and down through your folder list view, if you come across one of your boxes that has something in it, I'm going to go back up to Inbox.
Inbox. Outlook Express Message List View. Peter Ultra left bracket job.
It automatically puts focus into the list view of that box. And that's very, very annoying if you have, you know, multiple mailing lists and multiple folders like I do. Because every time you hit a folder that has something in it, focus switches to the list view. So in order
shift tab, folder list preview, inbox,
to get back to the folder view, you have to tab or shift tab.
Outbox. Send items. Deleted items. Outlook Express Message List View. Littlefield. Tyler Recall.
As I went to deleted items, it automatically jumped into the list view.
Shift tab. Drafts. Junk email.
Junk email is one of the new things that Windows Mail has over Outlook Express. It has a junk filter. It also has a phishing filter like IE7. And these work somewhat okay, but pretty much like any other spam filters, you know, it has its pros and cons.
Blind Cool Tech, Outlook Express Message List View, Famous Recall in Left Bracket, BCT Right Bracket, Question about the Maestro PDA from Humanware 4/3/2/7, Shift Tab, Folder List Preview, Blind Cool Tech, 7 of 20, to move through.
So, I just wanted to touch upon Windows Mail for those of you that might be concerned that it was going to be drastically different than Outlook Express. It really isn't. One of the things a lot of people probably will like is that compact folders seems to be gone. I believe it does it automatically when you delete files. A compact function is done. I haven't seen the option anywhere to do that. I know a lot of people ask about file compacting and folder compacting on Outlook Express all the time and why they need to do it and why should they do it. And well, on Vista, you don't have to do it. As far as I can tell. And basically, everything else is pretty much the same. Options are real close to the same. You know, if you know how to set OE options, you can set Windows Mail options. They're almost all entirely the same. One of the differences is your address book doesn't show up I kind of would like it to, but it doesn't show up in the Windows Mail. You actually have to go up to Tools and then go into the address book. It's no longer there as you tab around. You don't have a contacts view as you did in Outlook Express. So that'll take some getting used to. Let's see what else. Message rules and everything are pretty much the same. The biggest problem I had with message rules is I didn't hear anything about checkboxes. I'm sure they're there, but they're not being announced. So it kind of makes that a little more difficult. But if you're paying attention to what you're doing, it's no more difficult than OE.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, Windows Mail, 14 of 14. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
One of the nice things when you're alt-tabbing through the programs that are running, you now have desktop as an option there. So if you're tabbing, say you have Messenger up and Mail up and Internet up, instead of doing a Windows M, you can actually just alt-tab to the desktop. So some people may like that, some people may not. Let's see, what else? I guess that's about it this time. I don't really want to get in-depth into any of the new features. I just basically wanted to give you a tour, since this is a First Looks podcast. Just wanted to show you around with JAWS, show you how the system looks and runs. By the way, I'm running this on a Intel 3 GHz Pentium 4. I have 1 gig of memory. And I have a couple hundred gig of disk space. I have an Odyssey 2 sound card from Creative. I have an ATI 9550 Radeon card with 128 meg for my video. And everything runs very well. I don't really have any sluggishness of the system at all. It runs real well. I've heard a lot of complaints on mailing lists about people with two gigs or more on their systems complaining about sluggishness, and I'm not sure what that's all about, but fortunately on this system it runs well. I was kind of concerned since it's a two-year-old system. So for those of you that may be considering going from XP to Vista, what I would say to you is right now, if you're just an average user, you don't like experimentation, you don't like learning new things, you know, Vista may not be for you just yet. If, however, you're a geek like myself and you love to experiment, tinker with your OS, and you like to see what's new and you like to have the latest and greatest, then if you have a decent enough machine, I'd say go for it. There are some issues. I have had various problems, but nothing has been insurmountable. You know, I've been able to manage. I can use Vista all the time if I chose to. Right now I dual boot on this system between XP and Vista, and I spend part of my day still in XP because I still have all my programs and stuff installed there. But I also spend increasingly more time in Vista as well, learning new things on it. So far most programs are installing without problems. A couple of things of note: when I installed AVG 7.5, I had an earlier build of it that was closer to when 7.5 released. If you're going to install this on Vista, you need to go out to the AVG site and get the newest version. That way you'll be assured that it will install properly. My build did not install properly on Vista, and I had to go out and get a newer build to fix that problem. Another problem I have currently is with SpyBot Search and Destroy. I tried to install SpyBot Search and Destroy 1.4 here on Vista, and it got all the ways up to the install button, when I click on the install button, it tries to go out to a website and says it can't connect to it for some reason, and I can't complete the installation process. So I need to look to see if maybe I need a newer version of that. But that's some of the things you're going to run into if you're trying to install programs onto Vista. Be aware that there can be some compatibility issues there. Also be aware, and I haven't checked this all out fully yet, you know, you can have hardware issues. You may not have support for all of your hardware, so please be aware of that, you know, like your printer, scanner, things like that. Make sure they're going to work with Vista. I suggest you go get the Vista Advisor from Microsoft and run that on your system if you want to be sure that it's going to upgrade to Vista. Otherwise, you could have some nightmares that you may not want. Okay, that about wraps up first looks for Vista. I hope this has been helpful and useful to anybody out there that hasn't went to Vista yet, that's thinking about it and wants to do it. Maybe this will convince you to do it. Maybe it will convince you not to do it right now. But I did want to give everybody a first look at Vista. And next time, what I will do is I guess I will start working on new aspects of Vista and showing everybody how to do those. I'm sure this will be a long series, as there are many, many new things in Vista to learn. So hopefully I'll be doing Vista podcasts for a very long time to come. And I wanted to thank everybody that donated to the website. I had $75 in donations last month, and that was able, that, you know, enabled me to go out and buy Vista earlier than I anticipated. And it also allowed me to get Vista Ultimate instead of Vista Home Premium. So hopefully I will be able to do many, many podcasts to repay and thank everybody out there for your generous donations and helping me get Vista up and running here. Okay, that concludes this. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.
This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon, rharmon, at blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.